Mary loves Paul, and they've been living together for a year.
Mary, you know I love you, and you're very pretty. My friends think so too. They look to have sex with you.
No.
Do it if you love me.
Amy's got a boyfriend, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So if Luke asked you to do that, would you do it?
No.
Is that a bad thing to do?
Bad.
This scenario, where a man tries to pimp out a woman who has learning disabilities, is based on a true story. Sadly, people with learning disabilities are vulnerable. This young woman, whose words are spoken by an actress, was sexually assaulted by a taxi driver who befriended her.
He said his name was my dad's name, and he said he was the same age as my mum, so I thought that was all right. He gave me flowers, gave me this, gave me that, and then he took me on a trip to the moors. He took me to the pub and gave me a drink. And then in the car, he tried to do things on me. He was touching me in places I didn't want him to. I just felt numb. I froze. There was no one there. It was late at night and I couldn't shout for help as no one would have heard me. Then he took me home and he was cool as a cucumber.
The issue for many people with learning disabilities is that they do struggle to make friendships in ordinary life. And of course they have the same need and desire for friendships as the rest of us. And that need or desire is very easily exploited by somebody who would take it in their minds to do so. And so what we've often found with people with learning disabilities is that because of that need, desire, that even when people realise that something abusive is happening in their lives, that they're very unlikely or unwilling to reveal that, because the need for a relationship is actually more important than the fact that abuse is taking place within it.
Rod Landman is managing the project. It's the first scheme in the country where people with learning disabilities are helping each other to learn how to keep themselves safe from sexual abuse. David Aiken is part of the team.
It's one of the things we have to touch on, really, because I've seen people not just sexually abused, but also abused in other ways as well.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Is everybody ready?
Yes.
The project involves quizzes, role play and discussions to help explore the issues.
What is SE?
Many people with learning disabilities are in happy relationships. Darren Colley and Sarah Hetherington have been going out for a year and are looking forward to a holiday together in Florida.
She's very beautiful. We look after each other.
I like him. Handsome. I go on a holiday. Florida.
And Rod says the project isn't just about educating people about the dangers, but also emphasising the positive.
We spend a lot of the time in the workshops talking about what a good relationship looks like. If people know what a good relationship looks like, they're less likely to have a bad relationship, and they're less likely to mistake the two. Because what we have found a lot in sexual exploitation, this is not just with learning disabilities, but actually all sorts of young people involved in sexual exploitation, is that people really do mistake what is an appalling relationship for a good one.